This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Associated with this program. Ken 1 is Ken Kessler. Ken 2 is Ken Kronhaus. Both of them are KK, so you put them all together, you got the KKKK.
Nice. And then we have Barbie, too.
Yeah.
We have who?
Yeah.
Barbie. Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie.
Barbie.
Very sweet.
The Barbie.
Very nice. Grace McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny, as I said, Jen is here. I hope we get Roberta back at some point in time. She's had the whole summer off. Be nice to have her.
She just posted on her Facebook yesterday her traveling schedule for the next month.
Really? I don't really care.
I don't really care.
Yeah. All right. So we have all of this. Dr. Ken, by the way, the point of all of that, going through everybody's names, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with medical news, updates, et cetera, important stories in just a few minutes here on Good Day. In the meantime, we have all these ugly stories about the NFL. And I said earlier, I'm getting really tired of all of this. So I found a couple of good ones that perhaps will change our approach, at least to this, or at least our attitude might be better. The Baltimore Ravens have a player named, and you're going to help me with this because I know I'm not going to do this right. It's Maaki Kemiatu. Is that right?
Yes. You're pretty close.
Was that pretty close? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Good job, Dougie.
All right. He has decided to retire from the NFL, and the reason he's doing that is so that he can donate a kidney to his brother.
That's awesome.
He was a defensive lineman. This put an end to his career. He'd been playing for 10 seasons. His younger brother was a player for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And he was in dire need of a kidney. And I'm wondering whether his kidney got hurt while he was playing football. And that was part of it. Anyway, this fellow is his big brother. And he was the only suitable donor. So it was a case of the family seeing the younger one struggle, and apparently he's been playing with this problem for 3 years.
He had a Super Bowl with it.
Say again, Richie?
He won a Super Bowl while
he was playing with the kidney problem, really. All right, so this apparently is nothing but good here. Chris is 31, and Mikey is 35.
Maaki,
is that it?
Maaki. I wonder how one of them got named Chris and the other one got named Maaki.
I don't know. Maybe we should call him Mike.
He left out.
So, anyway, the father apparently wanted to give his kidney to the son, but it doesn't match. It doesn't fit. So, you do this, and oftentimes, I saw this happen, my friend Ted Stiller gave one of his kidneys to his son, and he didn't take, and so now he didn't get them. He eventually got a transplant from somebody else.
Yeah. That would stink, man.
Oh,
you give
God.
Up a kidney, and then
it doesn't
even work.
Right. So apparently, both the brothers need to lose some weight before the doctors can perform the surgery. Apparently, Chris had some heart surgery last summer.
Yeah, he had to have a bypass first before he could have the kidney surgery.
What's going on there?
You know, he said this started when he was in the eighth grade. He started having kidney pain, and then it got bad. It got worse. And when he was a lineman at for Utah, and went on to win two Super Bowls, and then it even got worse. So that's when he had to kind of finally address it.
All right, the other good football story comes from the land of Paterno. Some of you may or may not have seen or heard about this. There is what's been called a Joe out going on. And no, this is not bad. This was initiated by a fourth-generation Penn State graduate, wanted to see something happen to show support for Joe Paterno. Had to be something peaceful and happy. So as the home stadium, I guess it's called Beaver Stadium. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Beaver Stadium. I hope
you do. That's awesome.
No. Leave it to you.
Boy, that Beaver Stadium was really stuffed.
This is going to end badly.
Move along.
Okay. Anyway.
I didn't even know I was inside Beaver Stadium.
Oh, boy.
Am I going to be able to finish this or not?
Quickly. Move, move, yeah, move.
All right. So this Saturday.
The Harry situation.
Stop it. Yeah, let me just pull. There you go. All right. Now you can get to the next part of the story.
Anyway, Saturday, Penn State meets the University of Massachusetts for the second home game of the season. And in that game, or at that game, alumni and fans and others who want to see Paterno remembered well are going to have basically a Paterno, it's a Joe-in. I don't know if they call it a Joe-out, a Joe-in. This is an opportunity a lot of people who are grads have been waiting for because he was dragged into this. And whether he knew it or he didn't, I'm talking about the Sandusky thing. Everybody, I hope, gets that that's what I'm talking about. The fact that that Paterno seemed to have been dishonored in all of this, whether he knew about it or he didn't know about it, he's still...
Right about the time he died, too, right?
Right, yeah. Well, he died because of this. He did know about it.
He knew about
it. But didn't he do enough good to at least...
He did a lot of good. He did a lot of great things, but you know what?
We remember the last
kid get raped in a shower.
Yeah. Well, I didn't let him.
It overshadows all that good.
But you knew about it.
But anyway, coaches, other presidents, other trustees from other institutions are all going to be there to celebrate Joe, whether it's appropriate or it isn't. That's what's going on, the game against UMass this weekend. All right? I thought that wasn't a bad football story, was it? It certainly wasn't talking about Jonathan.
How you look at child abuse.
I suppose. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not supporting that. That's not what...
I know.
That's
not and it's a shame. I mean, because the guy did a lot of great things.
The point.
Really,
that's
in his life.
Yeah. Want to remember.
But he won really bad.
Dr. Ken Kronau's here to overview some of the important medical news. That's next on the docket here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure for those coping with Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Time now for us to have our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to overview some of the medical news, medical information, things that are important for you, most of you, to know. The healthy lifestyle is what we really want you to adopt. And interesting how the story, Ken, on how if one lives a healthy lifestyle, it can really reduce the risk for dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing.
This is great news. And as a cardiologist, I
have patients more concerned about developing dementia, Alzheimer's, than they are about getting a heart attack. And here's some great news, because you can help yourself by managing diabetes, quitting smoking, controlling high blood pressure, exercising and maintaining a healthy weight, and having a good education coupled with challenging your brain to ensure it's kept active. All of this can reduce the risk for dementia, even late in life.
All right, so that's what you really want to be thinking about, and that's why we talk a lot about things like Heart Factors Plus and Omax 3, Ultra Pure. Those are things that help you in that fight as well. Okay, let's deal with enterovirus. This is identified as enterovirus D68. This affects children, but more and more children are being affected in more and more states. Is that right?
Exactly. Enterovirus is a very common virus, especially in the fall and winter months, Doug. About 10 to 15 million infections occur in America each year. But this special type of enterovirus, as you said, enterovirus D as in David, 68, appears to be worsening the breathing problem in children with asthma. These viruses usually present like the common cold symptoms. They include sneezing, runny nose, and cough. Most people recover without any treatment. But if your child appears to be having trouble breathing, take him or her to a doctor right away. Enterovirus 68 has been confirmed in 16 states. I think it's going to be in every state shortly. The virus spreads from person to person when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or touches contaminated surfaces. We can talk about how to protect yourself if we have time.
Yeah, give it a few seconds. That's probably a good idea. Helpful advice.
Well, wash hands often with soap and water for 20 seconds, especially after changing diapers. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid kissing, hugging, and sharing cups or eating utensils with people who are sick, and disinfect frequently touched surfaces such as toys and doorknobs, especially if someone is sick.
All right, let's follow the Ebola trail here for a minute, because every day this story changes. When you and I first started talking about it, it seems like it was almost 2 months ago. We had a different spin on it than we do now. Are we being influenced too much by the news media that's trying to scare everybody into thinking this is going to be a worldwide epidemic and millions of people are going to die?
Exactly. The virus is spread so far you can explain all of it by direct touch. A sick person's blood or body fluids, his urine, saliva, feces, vomit, and semen, objects such as needles that have been contaminated with infected body fluids or infected animals. And healthcare workers and the family and friends in close contact with Ebola patients, they're the ones at highest risk. But President Obama is sending 3,000 troops to Africa to fight Ebola. Fortunately, it's not yet airborne, and that's what's getting people spooked out, the speculation. But it's very unlikely that this will become airborne. A lot of things would have to happen. A lot of mutations would have to happen to this. But right now, everything can be explained by person-to-person spread.
All right. Let's talk about something that's very important to people, and that is their appearance. Your appearance is important to you. We know that. And one of the things that's important is your hair. Your hairline. Have you done a good job of keeping your hair, or are you losing your hair? If you are, Dr. Ken has a studied response to those of you who are not interested in getting an operation to get your hair back.
Look good, feel good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, except for Doug, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has a great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away."
And that phone number is 800-543-5817. Make note of it. Take note of it. Actually, better than that, take some action. Call that number, 800-543-5817. Provia will work, cleansing the pores in your scalp, making the hair follicles come back again and your money back. 800-543-5817. Again, 800-543-5817. Thanks to Dr. Ken.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Interested in the top five singles, and we'll once or twice a week go through the big songs of that week in a particular year. This time it's a different spin on the same sort of theory. We're dealing with albums and not singles from this week in 1978. So we are at the Bee Gees performance of Sgt. Pepper. There were, Kenny, three different Sgt. Pepper albums, if memory serves me correctly, from our conversation. Is that right?
I only know of two, the Beatles and the soundtrack that the Bee Gees did with Peter Frampton.
Really? I don't know. I thought there was one other one. But most people think, I think, of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, but this one was number five this week. So obviously it did some good for the Bee Gees and fans of the Bee Gees to remember that the soundtrack from Sgt. Pepper with the Bee Gees, number five this week, the whole album during this week in 1978. Next, number four during this week in 78, the fourth most popular album was the soundtrack from Grease. What a contrast, huh? Yeah. Something about this. No matter how many times I hear this, I always get a little giddy. It just is one of those fun. This is a fun feeling.
It's fun music.
It's fun music, a fun movie. All right. So anyway, that was the number four.
I feel like when I have to say the soundtrack from Grease was fun, I have to talk like this.
Really?
Oh, no.
It was just, really fun.
Okay, Ron Radio, I'll have to step aside now. Foreigner has the number three album.
Yeah.
Double Vision, number three album this week, 1978. Foreigner, good solid rock band. Had a lot of good solid music right there. They got three or four good albums. This was number three this week.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean.
Down and dirty and mean.
One interesting thing about Foreigner is that their music ended up being kind of dated.
Really?
So it doesn't play well as well today as like some of the other songs.
That's the case of a lot of these groups, don't you think?
And I don't know why. I mean, it's good. This was a
great,
stuff. great classic rock album. But it just didn't kind of stay on the shelf as well.
Trying to keep you sort of up to date, your memory working as well. Number two during this week in 1978 from the album perspective, the Rolling Stones and Some Girls is one of the big songs. This certainly holds up. Crank it up, Richie. It
holds up great.
I'm moving both my feet at the same time. And for a change, my feet are not in my mouth. Moving around on the floor here.
Great album.
Miss You.
Great album.
This is the best part of this song, anyway. Can I do this?
Now I have a question for Ken. Okay, so the Beatles were kind of like officially together from 64 to 76 years, even though they were around before 64. And in that 6 years, they had, what, 500 songs that they recorded?
Yeah, more.
Yeah, something like that.
The Rolling Stones have been together for like two generations. And are they yet caught up to the Beatles as far as...
Oh, yeah.
How many songs must the Rolling Stones have recorded over this year?
I'm not sure, but this was their 14th album.
Ooh,
this was only 1978.
All right, number two this week, Some
still,
Girls.
Still at it.
Rolling Stones album. Number one album this week in 1978, Belong to Boston.
My favorite band back
Don't Look Back. This is very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Tom Scholz, 7 years to perfect this one.
I'm in my disc jockey mode. Hi, Rich. We pay tribute to Boston with this look at their album, number one, Don't Look Back. 1978 is the year.
Masterpiece.
Yes, good music. All right, we bop into the bottom of the hour here. 28 after the hour, as a matter of fact, on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox Coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox Coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastleigh farm. BuzzBox Coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and me in a few moments. We'll be talking about how it is you can handle your children's concerns. All the news that they can't escape about beheadings, the horrible stuff that's in the news like that. How do you protect? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that you somehow need to protect your children from. Is not a good sentence, but you understand what I'm saying.
It's tough. You want your kids to listen to the news, but then you don't want them to listen to the news.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's hard.
All right, time for old timers in the news.
Oh,
this might
boy.
Be something that we could do.
What did you say there, Sonny?
You will actually sound like that someday, Jennifer.
I know.
Sound like that.
Yeah, exactly. So
what
Richie's
are you talking
sound,
about?
Richie's going to sound like that, too. Yeah.
Hello, speaking to my good ear. Oh, wait, I don't have one. I'm already deaf. You know, the thing with people in radio.
I got news for you. I don't even see your ears.
I'm going to be a freak show because the people in radio are already a little deaf because we have these headphones on our ears way too often. And it's like, I'm already losing.
Exactly. That's why I only wear it on one ear. I'm saving one good ear.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the first story has to do with this Florida woman. The story is, by the way, posted at DougStephan.com today from today's show. This woman, there's a picture of her there. This is really kind of cool. She needed a little help so she could see out of the plane's windshield. Billie Jones piloting an airplane yesterday to celebrate her 90th birthday. She said just before the flight, we are going to take a quick trip. I'm supposed to be doing this, too. I'm not 90, but I'm supposed to be doing it. When am I supposed to be doing this? This is soon, right? Aren't we going on? Huh? The plane flight. I'm taking a plane flight. You're,
what is happening? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Meredith. Thank you.
I stepped out of the room.
Hey,
for
Shiny Penny over here. Radio show.
This is not a Shiny Penny at all. This is the same story, only somebody younger doing it.
You're not talking to us.
I am talking to the wall.
I was just asking what my story was. All right, anyway, stop criticizing me and be quiet.
Hey, Meredith, it was good to see you last Friday.
Pay no attention to the woman.
I had such
curtain.
A great time chatting with you. Okay, over and out.
You too, I'm sorry we didn't get to say goodbye.
Okay.
That was rude. As a side note, because you do this to me a lot, we're at this luncheon together, and we're having a great time, and I turn around, and Doug's gone, and I said, Matt, where's Doug? Oh, he left. He said to say goodbye.
Nice.
It's not like we get to see each other all the time. I understand if we live down the street.
I understand.
Across the country.
But we do spend
three
or four hours a day yakking with each other. What do I have to say goodbye to you for?
Exactly.
I'm going to talk to you again in the next.
Because you love me, Doug.
I do love you.
Why?
All right, anyway. So here's this old lady who's 90 years old, who's flying a plane for the first time. Her instructor is Kurt Schneider of Aeromoto Training in Flagler County, Florida. They took off, went up for 30 minutes, came back down. There were 50 people that she had invited to her birthday luncheon, and they all were at the airport to watch her fly. This was her birthday present. This is just kind of a neat story about an amazing woman. She's 5 feet tall. She weighs 80 pounds, and she wanted to fly a plane for her 90th birthday, so it got arranged.
Cool.
Isn't that nice? That's very nice.
Anybody who is not afraid of heights, or even if you are, you should take a flying lesson.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's why I made reference to that, because Meredith got me one.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken it yet.
Even if you only take the one, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Okay. Here's a not-so-nice story about an old-timer. This is a report on this 93-year-old former Nazi guard who's been charged with 300,000. I got the number right. 300,000 counts of accessory to murder because of his involvement at the camps. 300. Listen to this story.
You're not going to get one there. I mean, that's a mass murder. Wow.
Listen to the story.
Johann Breyer, the 89-year-old man federal prosecutors today called one of the last surviving Nazi war criminals in the U.S. Since 1952, Breyer has been living quietly in Philadelphia, working as a toolmaker until his retirement. He has a wife, children, grandchildren. Today, prosecutors moved to extradite him to Germany, where he faces 158 counts of aiding and abetting the mass murder of hundreds of thousands of Jews and others working as a prison guard at Auschwitz. Breyer's lawyer argued that he suffers from dementia. Breyer admits he was an SS guard at Auschwitz, but says he was a guard at the labor camp, not the death camp, telling the AP in 2012, "I didn't kill anybody. I didn't rape anybody. I didn't even have a traffic ticket here. I didn't do anything wrong."
Yeah, well, there's a lot of this stuff that's been happening. I remember when I was working in Cleveland on the air there, telling a story about Demanchkovich, or whatever his name was, Demanich. He was like 87 at the time. They found him, and they dragged him over there and put him through the paces, and he got, I think, the sentence of death. I think he's died in prison.
This may be unpopular, but I have to say, if you're here, this is a guy that was in an army, right, in a time of,
He was doing what he was told to do.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I believe that this is when karma comes into play. If he did all those horrible, if he committed atrocities, then you know what? He'll pay for it at some point.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
And throwing him in jail at 90-something years old is probably...
That's a lot. You got to make... This is the Simon Wiesenthal group.
You want to hear
something? Goes around the world finding these old Nazis and bringing them to justice.
Look, well, I don't blame him. It's awful, but...
I was talking to my neighbor yesterday, and her mother is Alzheimer's. and her mother was a school teacher, a history teacher. Mm-hmm. So she's telling me about how her mom is telling her all these stories about surviving the Nazi camps, the concentration camps, and you know, when she was young and this and that and this and that. Her mother was never even never anywhere near the concentration camps. She's not even Jewish. Just being a history teacher, those are her long-term memories that are still in her head.
Yeah, that's what she remembers.
And so she tells her kids all of these stories about doing these fantastic things throughout history, which she never did. She just remembers them from teaching them.
All right. Here's the story about Rebecca Wright's mother, 96 years of age, just got married.
Cool.
Anybody wants to get married?
I love that.
According to the daughter, must have a little dementia. The courts, though, and some of Wright's older relatives are not amused. So Edith Hill, 96, Eddie Harrison, 95, get married. They've been companions for over a decade at a, I guess apparently they bought lottery tickets together in the home. One of them was a $2,500 winner. They married each other earlier this year in a church. I guess I wanted company, Hill said in an interview, explaining why she got married. I wanted somebody I could help, and they could help me. We were both single. My husband's been long gone. My wife is gone, said the fellow became the husband. We became best friends. Robin Wright, the granddaughter, said the relationship is more romantic than the explanation allows. I don't like thinking much about romance between a 95 and a 96-year-old, but I guess that's just me. You see them kissing all the time. There's pictures of them, actually, at DougStefan.com. But the granddaughter says they're really in love. The wedding has been seen as problematic legally, though. Hill's been declared incapacitated for several years. Judge said at a hearing last month he believes Wright, the co-guardian over her mother, along with his sister, who opposed the marriage, acted improperly by taking her mother to get married without the court's permission. See, we're back to this nonsense again that has no bearing. So these, how is anybody getting hurt? Why is the government involved in this at all? Leave them the hell alone. If they want to be married and they both are crazy, they both have dementia, they both have whatever, who cares? Get the government the heck out of our lives, will you please? Oi. Spoils, otherwise, I think that's kind of a sweet story, actually. You think that was a sweet story? It's a nice story.
Very sweet.
Another sweet story is what Jennifer is doing on behalf of breast cancer. There's a cancer walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer coming up. We invite you to visit our Good Day site. Or you can go to makingstrideswalk.org. That's makingstrideswalk.org. Sign up for any of the nationwide walks. You'll get thank you goodies. But more importantly, you're going to feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman who's facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. Share yours, and we might send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all help Jennifer make strides against breast cancer.
It's makingstrides.org.
What did I say?
He didn't. We just wanted to make sure that they knew.
I said makingstrideswalk.org.
It's makingstrides.org.
So it's not makingstrideswalk. It's makingstrides.org. Really? What are you laughing about? I was given bad information, and I'm glad you
I wasn't laughing.
I see everything.
The best thing to do, Dougie, is to go to DougStefan.com, and there's a link right there that takes you to the page that you can sign up for a walk, or you can search Good Day and find my team and come walk with me in Los Angeles, which is great, on October 18th.
Sounds like a good deal. Also at DougStefan.com, when you're nosing around, you can see the big orange box to have you sign up to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Help change the world for coffee drinkers. Unite with the team that now has millions on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I didn't have a coffee sponsor. It seemed like it was natural. Somebody came to me with this idea, and I said, yep. Get your first pound of BuzzBox coffee. Jennifer's drinking it. Michael's drinking it. Meredith's drinking it. Everybody who knows anything about coffee that gets exposed to BuzzBox never goes back to anything else. You'll never drink that other crud again. Once you smell and taste BuzzBox coffee, get your first pound free by signing up the Orange Box at DougStephan.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stephan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All right, we have 13 and a half almost. No, that's 14. Doesn't mean what time it is. What's more important is who's here with all of us. Dr. Joy Brown, one of our faves, is here. She conducts herself well and has for decades on the radio giving people advice. You can listen to her every day, noon to 3. A lot of great stations around the country, and as a matter of fact, I'm in Canada as well. You can dial this number anytime to ask her a question, which she will address when she's on her program the next day. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Or you can go to drjoy.com with the question. My question for you is a compound question, but it comes around to the same basic focus, and that is, how do parents who are aware of what's going on, hopefully, in the world and all the horrors in the world, whether it be beheadings, news about the NFL players who are obnoxious, young children are being exposed to this, and they certainly don't know what to do with it. I suppose we can say, well, parents just turn the TV off. But let's say your child becomes aware of this, and then, Joy, how do we teach them or learn from the experience ourselves to help them from being somehow disturbed by this?
Well, first of all, I think that that when you say young child, I don't know exactly how long.
Well, I don't know. What age?
Take my son, who is 10 years old, and okay. I ride around, and we have the news on. Sure. And all of a sudden, I hear a story come on, and I know it's going to be a bad story, and I quickly switch the channel.
I'm not sure that's exactly what I would do. I think 10 years old, it's an interesting age.
Go ahead, Joy. Just tell him he's wrong.
Well, I think below 10, I don't think kids should be around when the news is on anyway, because I think that's, in the same way we don't let kids indiscriminately watch television, go on the internet, go to movies, but I think parents do have a right to say, this is not appropriate for my child. 10 is kind of an interesting age, because that's kind of the cusp, depending on how sophisticated he is. Mm-hmm. But I think what I would say to, a lot of the news stations now say the following news may be upsetting.
No.
I think, personally, all of the news is upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, if you've got a sophisticated 10-year-old, it would seem to me that a sophisticated 10-year-old who may hear about it from his friends, rather than switching the channel, I would say, kiddo, this is going to be upsetting. It disturbs me. And let's talk about it. Because I think for kids, you have to remember, for kids, a lot more is out of their control control than it is for us, or seemingly out of their control. Or seemingly, we think it's in control, it's not really. And to be disturbed at disturbing news doesn't seem to me necessarily bad. Some kids are obviously going to have nightmares. I know adults who have nightmares about the beheadings.
It's really interesting, Drew, not to interrupt, but I'm going to, because when I was a kid living in Southern California, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, was like preying on homes all throughout California, all throughout our area in my neighborhood.
And we
down
had
the street.
Lion girls who got abducted.
And to this day, and this is so weird, because he would hit yellow houses and he'd hit houses close to the freeway. And to this day, I will not live in a yellow house because it freaks me out. And so when that happens to you, is there a way to get over it? I mean, do you just suck it up and get over it? Or is there a way to prevent that?
Yeah, we're talking about separate things. First of all, disturbing things are disturbing by definition, and you don't want your kid feeling so vulnerable that say, well, oh no, you know, it will never happen to you. But part of it as an adult is that's called post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
And they're talking about it as an adult, going through it, sort of saying, okay, what if you bought yourself a yellow dollhouse? There are ways of dealing with it. All right, so we'll talk more about this later, it sounds like.
Very interesting.
Yeah, no, but I think it's a start. It's not something you're going to solve in 4 or 5 minutes, but it is something to reflect upon. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY. Call her for advice.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. How the am I funny? What the is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
No, I go from rags to riches. If you don't say you care.
No,
my pockets may be empty.
Rags to Riches by Tony Bennett is movie music as we get started on Movie Moments. This song was featured in the opening of Goodfellas, the number one movie this week in 1990. So what this demonstrates, for those of you who are just joining us, is in a way what we were just talking about with Dr. Joy Brown. If you didn't hear the conversation, we were asking what happens when children are exposed to horrific things. I can't imagine. I saw a few frames of this, and it so upset me.
You would not take your kids to this movie, for sure.
And I was. This was something my son had. My son, for whatever the reason, has all. Maybe it's because of what he does for a living. But he's got all of the CDs for all the Goodfellas. Goodfellas, or not Goodfellas, Godfather movie. It was the same stuff. It's all the same stuff. So anyway,
stuff.
Yeah, right. Really. And although Joe Pesci played a role, his ability to play different characters is extraordinary. And he played, yeah. I remember seeing this particular clip, and it really, where that came from. It really,
for him to go
really,
from
really
this fun. To something like Home Alone is just an amazing
or
ability.
Or the Lethal Weapon movie that he did there. Yeah.
Bad. I mean, he always kind of plays the same guy. My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
He always kind of plays the same guy.
He does.
But there's just that attitude.
Yeah.
Whether it's light and fun or you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm. One way or the other. All right. Speaking of what you're going to get, you're going to get some movie news and reflections. Chuck is now here with us today, so I thought we'd reflect back on some movies that opened during the various years, maybe three or four different years of reflection coming up. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusive plan to keep this offer until at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Alright, let's get to the movies that were released on this date in 2000, Richie. Bait and Into the Arms of Strangers. Stories of the Kinder Transport.
Don't remember
either. Anybody remember any of these?
No.
Crime and Punishment in Suburbia. Well, I'm just trying to remember. I mean, this just demonstrates one of the reasons I bring it up, because I'm looking at this and I don't remember these. How many movies? There are like 400 and, what was the number we saw this year, Jennifer? 498 movies being made.
Something
and
like that.
How many of them? There are maybe 50 good ones, 50 you know, to 100 that succeed.
Or that you'll actually see.
I listened to a replay of a Casey Kasem's Top 40 from 1979 a few weeks ago. And you don't remember most of those 40 songs.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the movies. I mean, you remember the top two, the top one, the top three, maybe.
Yeah.
After that, you're like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's go. Let's try this. We'll do this exercise going back to 1998. Movies opening on this day, Rounders with Matt Damon, Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Most people remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's see here. Donald Sutherland in Without Limits. Remember that one?
Barely.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, no, I don't remember that one at all. Knock Off with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
If you remember that,
I'm going to fish.
Yeah. Although I do like Jean-Claude.
Well, oh, please.
All right, let's see. This date, 1995, movies that opened up, Babe. The Pig Who Learns to Be a Sheepdog.
Yeah.
Remember
ding,
that?
Ding.
That was, yeah, that was a good movie. Something to Talk About.
That woman now, by the way, is a spokesperson for Geico.
Oh, who's that? The pig is. Yeah, yeah. You've seen those spots?
Yeah, it's the same pig.
And the guy who was the star of it was Cromwell, who's led a very distinguished career as a character actor. I think he's one of our best character actors. Here's another movie, Bushwhacked, about a guy who's forced to hide out as a guide to a group of 10-year-old scouts. Do you remember that one?
No.
I remember not seeing it.
Yeah. Good for you, Richie. How many people saw Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
that
yes.
That was a good one.
Love that movie.
Why?
The girl was hot.
It was funny. It was hot, a cute movie.
Hot bartenders that dance on the bar. What's not to like?
To tell you, it's a chick flick.
Yeah, I was 20-something. What's
all right,
not to like?
I think we've got now. See what I've rekindled in my staff, folks? 59. I hope I did it in you as well. 59 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.